Neil, firstly, last Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge, that 5-0 score, very, very eye-catching, and I know you were thrilled with the performance as well. Just wonder where it ranks in terms of your time at Gateshead, and maybe before that as well, because to go to a team like that, a club like that, and win so comprehensively is really significant.
Well, it was obviously a very good day and a very good performance, and you don't get many times in your career where you win 5-0 away from home, not in this league. I've obviously had wins because I've managed it at lower levels, and it was easier getting wins in the Evo Stick North and as we got through the leagues. But in the National League, it's, every point's difficult to get. So when you go away from home, even a draw is a hard-earned point. So to win 5-0 against anyone is... it's obviously very pleasing, but it did show what the players are capable of when they play well.
Sam Jones got two of the goals, and he's one of a few who have earned a lot of praise for their performances, but actually it seems like it's the whole team that's playing really well at the moment. Every play, even the substitutes, are contributing, so it's not just one or two men who are leading this revival, if you like. It's everybody playing their part.
If you're going to get results, then you need all the team to play well. And when we've been below par, there hasn't just been one or two. There's been probably five or six who've been poor. And as a team, they need to be more consistent. But we can't afford to have anybody who's not playing well, really. We can't afford to carry anyone. And our best performances have been when everybody's played well. And they need to do that if they're going to pick up any points, because you have a difficult game away, but then you've got Eastleigh at home, who've just beaten Swindon 3-1 on their own ground, and then you realise that every game is difficult, and if you don't have all your players playing well, then you're not going to get results. But yeah, it would be difficult to single out anyone from that performance, because the defence did well to give us a platform. In midfield, we passed it well, and then obviously had the threat up front. So it was a good team performance all around.
You're obviously very realistic and level-headed. Is it easy to get that across to the players? Because I'm sure confidence is really high, not just because of Saturday, but because you're 7 unbeaten in the league and you're starting to climb the table again.
Well, you only have to look at the Bromley game when we played well against York and won 6-1. And then 4 days later, we were 3. I conceded 3 goals in the first 25 minutes and we're really struggling in that game, and that was only a few days on from the York game when we'd looked really good. So I don't think the players can afford to rest on their laurels and think they've, because it's only one game. I think the main thing is that we have to concentrate on our own game. We have to try and do the things that I want them to do and do it consistently without worrying about the opposition. But I wouldn't be doing my job properly if I wasn't prepared for what the opposition can do and made the players aware. But we have to concentrate on doing our own jobs and playing the formation and in the way that we want to play. And if we do that, then, you know, if we play teams and they're better than us, then you have to hold your hands up. But if we play at our best, then it'll take a team playing well to beat us.
So, with that in mind, Eastleigh's FA Cup win at Swindon the other night doesn't concern you unduly, because you obviously know what they can do anyway, and you're not going to suddenly rip up what you've planned and prepared just because they've gone and beaten a team from a couple of leagues above?
No, because if you set out to prepare for the opposition every week and they change their formation or change their personnel, then it's been a waste. I think you have to prepare for every team, knowing what strengths they've got, but you don't want to be overplaying that. I mean, it's down to us and what we do, and we have to impose our own game onto the opposition. But I'm looking forward to the game, because Eastleigh will be confident, and they feel that they're the best team in the league when they play well. So they've got a chance to prove it on Saturday. But you know, we've got to make sure that we're at our best, and then it should be a good game.